Highland Radio General Election 2011. The Debate.
Good afternoon and you're welcome to this, the third of our special pre-election debates, focusing once again on Donegal North East. I'm Donal Kavanagh and in studio with me I am joined by Councillor Jimmy Hart of the Labour Party, by Independent candidate Betty Holmes, Councillor Pádraig McLoughlin of Sinn Féin and Independent candidate Desi Shields, and we hope to be joined shortly by Fine Gael Deputy Joe McHugh, who has been delayed. We're following the same format as we have in the previous two debates. Each of the candidates will be given a minute during which they can set up their stall and outline their priorities and introduce themselves to us. So going in alphabetical order, we'll begin by saying welcome, Councillor Jimmy Hart.
Good afternoon, Donal. I'll give you three reasons why the member of the public should vote for me. The biggest issue we have at the minute is jobs. We see our young people leaving the country on a weekly basis going to Australia, New Zealand, wherever. We have to bring jobs back into this economy, back into Donegal. Secondly, the reform. We need reform of the education system, the health system, the public service, and the political system. And everyone agrees, and the Labour Party are committed to reform on all these levels. Thirdly, fairness. Until we get fairness back into the system, until the people who can afford to pay the taxes at the top are paying their way, the people at the bottom shouldn't have to bail this country out. That is what happened. Finally, why vote for Jimmy Hart? I have a record of commitment to Donegal people. I have 17 years of service to local government. I want to bring integrity back into politics. A vote for Jimmy Hart is a vote for commitment, service and integrity.
Thank you very much indeed. Independent candidate Betty Holmes contesting for the first time.
Yes, Donald, thank you, and good afternoon, listeners. I'm contesting this election because I suppose I am absolutely convinced that the powers that be are not interested in protecting the health of the people of Donegal. I've been working in a voluntary capacity for a lot of community projects over 18 years, and primarily for health in the last 6 years. I'm married to Colin for 35 years. I have 5 children and 5 grandchildren, all of which I'm very proud of. And I suppose where I've decided to put myself forward is the sheer frustration that we had 3 senators, 4 TDs and a Tánaiste in Donegal, and there was extreme difficulty getting meetings at national level to raise the concern around Letterkenny Hospital, the cancer patients and the hospice and our mental health services. And I feel that this is all going down the Swanee, and I hope that people at this stage would realise that I am totally passionate about this. I am hardworking. I totally believe in what I'm doing. And also, people have raised the whole thing about being a single issue candidate. I believe that health is such a major thing for the people of Donegal and will determine the future economy of the country and everything else, that you need to be a single issue candidate and give it your entire time.
Thank you very much indeed. Councillor Pádraig McLoughlin.
Well, Donal, I've travelled and canvassed throughout this constituency now for over 6 weeks, from Downings and Fannad right round up to Greencastle and Kildaff. You know, at this stage probably I've been to about 1,500 homes. And it's clear that the impact of this crisis has been profound on Donegal. We've heard the stories of emigration. We've heard the stories of businesses. I was just even there now over in Montana's Cafe, just across, getting a cup of coffee, listening to the difficulties that she's facing again and again. It's clear that there's been a disastrous impact on this county. Massive unemployment, huge cutbacks. What Sinn Féin's saying clearly is that we first of all have to separate the banking debt, which is crippling our people on the ground, that has to be separated from the sovereign debt. That is a clear challenge to anybody in the next government. We need to reverse the cutbacks on ordinary families on the ground and ask the very wealthy to pay their fair share. We have put forward proposals on that, and I'll discuss them more throughout the debate. And we need to meet small businesses and people with ideas, innovative people on the ground, in every way we can.
Thank you very much indeed. And Desi Shields, Independent.
Hi Donal, good afternoon to the people of Donegal. My name is Desi Shields. I'm a 34-year-old solicitor from Letterkenny, County Donegal. I'm the second oldest of 9 children. From Glencairn, Letterkenny, County Donegal. I was educated at school, Columbkill, Letterkenny. I did secondary school at St. Jude's College, Letterkenny, and after that I went to UCD in Dublin to study law. I then trained with the largest law firm in Ireland and qualified with them. I wrote a law book at the age of 25, and on the injustices in the legal system, and I've lectured in Trinity College Dublin during my time in Dublin. Now, I returned to Donegal in 2004 and set up my own solicitor's practice, and the difficulties which are being faced by ordinary people in Donegal have become all too apparent to me over the last few years. Ordinary people are now sick of party politics. They're crying out for independence. This country are crying out for people who will stand up for the people they represent and not toe a party line. People want to see an end to the waste which we're all facing and we're all seeing every day in this country. And the ordinary man in the street, the ordinary people have come to realise, unfortunately in the last few years, that the people we elect are not going to be dealing in millions anymore, or billions, but hundreds of billions, and we have to elect the right people. So I'm standing as an independent to represent the people of Donegal.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, I do want to start with this issue of the banking crisis and the debt that the country has been saddled with, because it seems that whatever issue comes up for discussion, it always seems to come back to the economy, and the economy inevitably always comes back to this issue of the banking debt, and specifically the rescue package with the EU and the IMF, and that's really overshadowing almost, it could be said, everything in this particular debate. I want to go back to you first, Pádraig McLoughlin. You say, and your party says, that when it comes to this, Sinn Féin is possibly the only party contesting this election that actually has a different way of doing things.
Absolutely, Donald. I mean, the other parties and, you know, the potential government as they present themselves, Labour and Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Greens, have all signed up to giving, in, for example, in the next 4 weeks, 30.6 billion euro of people's money into Anglo. I mean, that is an absolute disaster for our country, and we have no choice but to walk away from that. What we have said in Sinn Féin is that we have enough money in this state. If we do not go ahead with that, and we stand up for Irish interests, we have enough money in this state in both the National Pension Reserve Fund and the National Exchequer to keep us going throughout 2011. In 2012, having stimulated our economy, having done the right thing by our people, having put ourselves back on a good path, we can go back to the bond markets. Remember, the bond markets have no memory. They only invest in states where they see a realistic chance of return.
But is there not a huge risk in what you're proposing, that if in 2012 or 2013 Ireland goes back to the bond markets, if Ireland at that point is told by the bond markets, you burned us once, you're not going to do it again, you could be left in a situation where there isn't money in the economy to pay nurses, there isn't money in the economy to meet social welfare provisions, there isn't money there to pay the public sector, and then we may have a year and a half from what's in the central bank reserves or the pension reserve, but after that, if the bond markets don't deliver, then we are in really serious trouble.
Well, there's been a huge scaremongering on this by the parties who have formed a consensus to bail out Anglo and pay the bondholders, but if you listen to the international, the world-renowned economists like Paul Krugman, Nobel Prize-winning economists like people who work for the Wall Street Journal, The Economist, The Financial Times. If you look here at home, you have David McWilliams, Konstantin Gurdjieff, Shane Ross, Peter Matthews of Fine Gael, interestingly. All of them have endorsed Sinn Féin's analysis on this. So there's now a consensus internationally that Ireland has to do this. We are going to default at some point. Is it not better now to make the bondholders pay the price and have a sovereign default where our country will be crippled?
Okay, Desi Shields, as an independent, you referenced this in your opening submission as well, that you are concerned at the hundreds of billions that will be owed and the debt that's being saddled. As an independent TD in Dáil Éireann, what practically could you as an independent do to tackle that?
Well, I'll tell you what I can do, Donal, and I'm putting it out there now to the people of Donegal, because there's four major parties running in this election. There's Labour, there's Fine Gael, there's Fianna Fáil, and there's Sinn Féin, and not one party has put what the people of Donegal really want on the agenda. And Pádraig McLoughlin has already spoken, and he hasn't put it on the agenda. He's claiming to be the party who are going to do something for the people, and they're going to put an end to the other parties who've signed up to the bailout plan. But what Donegal needs, and what people out there need, and what I've been asked to do, and what I've been asked to put forward by people, what real people on the ground want, is people of Donegal and the people of Ireland want a referendum. They want a referendum on the bailout. The people want to say, they don't want the Labour, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and seems to be Sinn Féin policy of let it happen, let there be a default. Let's get phrases out there like burn the bondholders. What people want is they want a referendum. Every man in this country and every woman in this country wants a say on the matter. We want a say and we want to vote in the matter. Now, I'm a lawyer, I'm a solicitor. Article 27 of the Constitution allows us to have a say in this. Iceland have allowed their people to have a say in it, and we need to have a say in it. Now, the EU Commissioner, Olli Rehn, who came to Ireland, he acted previously in the situation in Iceland, and what happened in Ireland, the direct opposite of it was done in Iceland. And Iceland have put forward a referendum on this issue, and I'm the only candidate in Donegal, and no other candidate has done it to date, and I'm putting it out there today that we need a referendum on this issue.
Okay, Jimmy Hart, it's a fair point that's being made there by Desi Shields. Labour is one of the parties which is calling for renegotiation, but you may go for a renegotiation of the interest terms, but the fact is you're still accepting that the bailout rescue package, call it what you will, is necessary.
Well, you know, we have to be realistic with people. We have to tell people the truth here, and the truth is that this deal will not work. Labour Party will renegotiate the deal. We have to realise that how serious a position we're in. There's no point in parties talking and individuals talking about having a referendum or whatever. The referendum won't change the position we're in. We have to give people out there hope. I'm talking to people every day in business, people at their door who are struggling to pay their electricity bills. You know, the wreckage of the country caused by Fianna Fáil has left us in a position today where people on the streets cannot afford their ESB bills, they cannot afford their mortgage bills, and they've been hit with an increase in VHI, they've been hit an increase in the social charge. So the EU IMF deal must be renegotiated. It has to be looked at again by whatever government comes in. Otherwise, burning of bondholders and things like that is okay. It sounds very good for people listening today. But basically, what we have to get ourselves out of a very serious situation, if it ends up that we default, it's not because we should be putting that out. We have to look at what we're at the position we're in. But we have to bring people into the employment. We have to get people employed. And we can talk around this issue and propose, but we have to get credit flowing.
I am going to get back to the issues of employment and credit. Now, I just want to go very briefly before a break to Betty Holmes. Betty, we haven't heard from you on this one yet. People might say you're a health candidate. You've got a very genuine and a very specific interest in health. But surely when it comes to issues of international monetary systems and banking, you're going to be over your head.
Well, I don't claim to be an economist, and when we look at the state that the country's in, the powers that be that got paid crazy money to make these decisions didn't seem to know much more than me. And all I can say is, Donal, this is not a debt of the people on the ground's making. We don't have any moral reason to actually support this. And again, like Desi, I would be calling for a referendum. And I think that once and for all, that the decision has to be made by the people. And the one concern that I have is that we are going to strip Ireland bare of whatever assets are left, and we're going to default anyway, and we're going to be in bigger problems than we actually are. And I have serious concerns about the whole thing. And, you know, I know Porrick and Desi are talking about, you know, we shouldn't be paying. One of the things that scares me most, Donal, is that suddenly there was all this talk for months on end and whatever, and we were told everything was all right, and then we watched TV at 8 o'clock in the morning, the boys were walking up the street. I don't think the people of Ireland have been told the real story yet, and I think it's just coming out and there's serious issues.
Highland Radio General Election 2011. The Debate.
Okay, and you're very welcome back to this, the second debate concerning the candidates in Donegal North East. In studio this afternoon, we have Councillor Jimmy Hart of the Labour Party, we have Betty Holmes, Independent, we have Councillor Porrick McLaughlin of Sinn Féin, and we have Independent candidate Desi Shields. We had hoped to be joined by Deputy Joe McHugh of Fine Gael. Unfortunately, Deputy McHugh hasn't been able to join us thus far this afternoon. We've been discussing the whole issue of how to handle the banking crisis and deal with the legacy of the EU IMF deal that was negotiated late last year, the renegotiation issue or the referendum issue. And I want to get back briefly to you, Porrick McLaughlin, because the point made both by Desi Shields and Betty Holmes is a reasonable one. They're calling for a referendum. You're not.
No, I mean, we actually did call for a referendum on this quite a while back. Unfortunately, it never happened. The people never did have their say. But the key point, obviously, that we can put to the European Union and our European partners is that the government that's just gone is entirely discredited. It has no mandate from the people to negotiate and do what they have done, and therefore our people cannot and will not pay the bills of bondholders. The question I would ask to the opposition parties is, you know, I've heard about renegotiation, I've heard about interest rates. Will you pay 30.6 billion to toxic banks in 4 weeks' time? Because that's the start of it. Once that's locked down, your pension reserve fund is depleted, all your other resources are depleted. That's the key question that I would put to them. It's a yes or no.
because she was going back to you, can I put it to you that there's one big difference, and you mentioned the Iceland situation. There's one big difference between Iceland and Ireland, and that is that Iceland is not part of the euro. Ireland is. Iceland has its own sovereign independent currency. We're part of the euro, so Iceland can make a decision based on its own central bank without reference to the ECB. So to make a direct comparison isn't really valid.
Well, the problem there, Donal, and the difficulty is that the issue here is about putting this matter to the Irish people. Now, I've said it already, and I'm saying it again. I'm the only candidate that's putting this issue out there and saying that there has to be a referendum on it. Well, sorry, hold on a minute.
Because everybody has.
Hold on a minute, Park, because I have a six-page Sinn Féin document here from Park McLaughlin, and he's now claiming that he's standing for a referendum. I'm holding this document up to you now, Park, and Donal's here. If it says there's a referendum in your policy, six pages of stuff, you show it now. You're on it. You're live on air.
Okay, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
It has to be put out there for the people. It hasn't been in there. Okay. It hasn't been put in there. You produce it now. Okay. You're live on air. You have a six-page document. Put it out there, Sinn Féin.
Okay, can I put that directly to you? Okay, thank you. I'm going to put that directly to Pádraig McLaughlin. If you're calling for a referendum, why isn't it there?
The only person in the whole of Ireland that doesn't know Sinn Féin's policy on banking, and that we're the strongest in terms of separating the debt. Let me be very clear, Desi, and I'll repeat it for you again. Quite a while back, when it mattered, Sinn Féin called for a referendum. It's too late now, Desi. In 4 weeks, 30.6 billion, that deal has been signed. It's too late for a referendum. The referendum should have taken place about 2 months ago. This is stupid. This is silly.
Okay.
This is
a
silly
argument. Sorry, Donald. I'll tell you just on that point.
It's too late.
I'll tell you on that point.
I think, in fairness, Desi Shields, the point has been made. I think the point has been made. I want to go to Jimmy Hart.
One point I have to make, sorry, that David McWilliams just this week, David McWilliams this week has said that there has to be a referendum. Now, Park initially said...
Well, I think in fairness, you have made your point. You have made your point. Jimmy Hart. Jimmy Hart.
It's too late.
Jimmy Hart. Gentlemen, you have both made your point. Jimmy Hart.
Be very clear.
Thank you. Gentlemen, please. You've both made your point. Jimmy Hart.
Well, I don't think David McWilliams runs the country. If he says there should be a referendum, I think David McWilliams is an economist. And, you know, economists aren't all knowledge. You know, there's an expression that economists predicted four of the last two recessions, so I wouldn't take a lot of things from. But in the release of the referendum, there's a referendum next week. It's called the general election.
Absolutely.
And the people will decide that day on the future government. And whether there's a referendum separately or whatever, the real referendum is next Friday, because then the people can decide that Fianna Fáil, who have wrecked this country, have put this country into bankruptcy, have sent young people to Australia to work in bars, send them to New Zealand to work in building sites, and send people on the dole queues, 440,000 on the dole queues, 21,000, nearly 22,000 Donegal. They aren't here today, which is a sign of the times when they have only one candidate running Donegal North East. But we have to get back to reality. How do we get people back working? How do we get people out of unemployment
and we're going to go to the I am delighted to say that we have in fact been joined in the studio now by Deputy Joe McHugh. Deputy McHugh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Donald. Can I firstly apologise to Greg News, head of news, who's been organising this and has organised it well, but due to a clash in my own timetable, I wish to apologise, and also secondly to thank you for facilitating me here today.
Yeah, we've been discussing obviously the situation regarding the EU IMF deal and the legacy from that deal and how best the incoming government can tackle it. You're a member of Fine Gael, which is speaking about renegotiation. We know that Enda Kenny went to meet with Angela Merkel. Enda Kenny has been seen in Europe on a number of occasions having high profile meetings. Are those meetings going to do any good? Is Enda Kenny effectively just tinkering around the edges?
The first thing we have to acknowledge, we cannot afford this deal at 5.8%. And secondly, we've got a European Financial Stability Fund that has issued $440 million and is made available to other sovereign states. According to many people within Europe, that's not enough. This figure has been bandied about that in order to bail out the banks in their present form, you'd be talking about maybe €2 trillion. If we're talking them figures, we have to look at a serious restructuring of the banks. Obviously, the French and the Germans are afraid to do this. They're afraid to touch it with a barge pole as it might affect their own electorate. We have a problem in this country. People on the street know that have been throwing good money after bad. We know that there's people in this town, and if people have canvassed this, that there's people with mortgage approval in some instances that can't get their houses due to blockages in NAMA. But we also know that that there's people with permanent jobs in this town that can't get money from the banks. There's a problem with liquidity. We need to get this country back working, and the only way we can do that is to ensure that we have a proper banking system. What Fine Gael intend to do, should we be given the opportunity to govern, we're going to stress test the banks, we're going to stress test the possibilities for Anglo, we're going to stress test the banks that need to, we need to find out where we're going, and we need to find out what's been going wrong. The public know what's been going wrong, but we need to ensure that we can't continue to throw good money
that your party has been making is that every projection that Brian Lenihan has come up with as minister over the past year, 2 years, has been wrong. Can we have any confidence that if an Aguilar Minister for Finance or a Labour Minister for Finance, I want to come back to you very briefly on this, Jimmy Hart, as well, can we have any confidence, if both of your parties are in government, that be it Michael Noonan or be it Joan Burton, whoever, that they'll get it any more right?
Well, I suppose I'm in politics 12 years and I've been in opposition 12 years, and in opposition, you tend to be accused of shouting from the rooftops. You need to be in there to find out. We need to get into the department. We need to roll up the sleeves and find out exactly what the status quo is in terms of liquidity levels. And in order to do that, we need to be realistic. Michael Noonan was on today. He was talking about the realism around the hardships that have been incurred to date. There's going to be further reform, further restructuring, and we have to ensure that we give the proper information to the people, because for too long now we've been treating the people of Ireland like a primary classroom situation, where the teacher doesn't want to give the full facts to the primary school children. The electorate are well mature, well able to take in the information. They already know that they've been hoodwinked on many occasions. We have to get in there, find out the proper information.
I want to put that same question to you, Jimmy Hart, briefly. If it's a Labour Minister for Finance, it could be Joan Burton. I've heard Pat Rabbit's name mentioned as a potential Minister for Finance as well. Can we have any confidence that he or she will be any better than either Lenihan or Cowan or indeed Ahern?
I can assure the public, because if you look back at the 1997 government, which left, was replaced by Fianna Fáil, Rory Quinn was the Minister of Finance, and he was regarded as one of the best Ministers for Finance the country ever had. At that stage, and the facts are there, that government was producing 1,000 jobs per week, 50,000 jobs a year. There was a budget surplus in 1997. What has happened since is all too plain to be seen. So a Fine Gael Labour government have been very, very good for this country. And compared to Fianna Fáil, you know, they're in the Vauxhall Conference, Fianna Fáil, and those other governments were in the Premier League. So there's no doubt a Labour Minister for Finance would be good for this country, as Rory Quinn has proven, and he's well regarded in the business community, he's well regarded in the social community.
Thank you very much indeed, whichever. Now, I want to move on to the issue, and it's an ancillary issue, because everything really in the debate in this election seems to be coming back to the economy and the health of the economy, and it's the issue of jobs. It's the other big issue. Everyone around this table has been stressing it. We need jobs. We need to get the country back to work. Everyone is pushing it. Betty Holmes, you pointed out earlier, you're both a parent and a grandparent. It's a difficult time for parents and grandparents to be wondering, you know, what are my grandchildren facing?
Most definitely, Donal. And I suppose I have, as I said, 5 children. But my son, the youngest, actually went off to Australia for a couple of years. Left school before he was 17. Done an apprenticeship. Great carpenter, quite proud of him. Went off and worked his way around the world a couple of times and came back here at the end of July. And it's now he's not able to get a job. And he's had to sit down and look at retraining himself and opportunities. And there's still no opportunities. And for my grandchildren, and they're all going through school at the moment, Donal, I have really serious concerns. And one of the things that I think we need to start at, and I haven't heard talked about at all, is we have so many people unemployed in the county. Nobody has actually sat down and done an audit of the skills base that we have. And I think that if we take a look at what we actually have on the ground, and then we go back and we look at what we have regarding the small businesses, investment into small business, look at the resources we have. We have the farming, we have the fishing, we have crafts, we have skills here that have not been utilised. And one of the things that I think that has to be a priority after doing a skills base is that we have to make sure that all that we have in the county stays within the county. No more of this. And last night we were at the farmers meeting and a gentleman talked about the 200 ton of forestry being taken out of Donegal every year. I mean, I found it right quite scary. We could have a processing plant. You know, we talk about the fishing industry, and I think that we have to sit down, and I have real fears. We were down in the council offices the other night with the young people, and it was was scary when they were asked the question how many of them actually thought they were going to get jobs here, and I think about 97% of them put their hands up. Donal, scary times.
Councillor Fergus McLaughlin, you say you are a party of jobs, a party that's going to create jobs. I mean, this is going to be a challenge to you.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, canvassing Donegal North East in this election is like canvassing a different county from 2007. When you see the impact of immigration, I mean, I heard the story in Remelton the other day of 24 young people leaving of a weekend, another 15, I think, this weekend coming leaving the area. I met the mother outside Letterkenny Hospital, originally from Kildare, a nurse working in the hospital. Her four sons left after Christmas. I can tell you another 100 stories like that from across this canvas. It's devastating impact on people and on businesses. What would Sinn Féin do about it? We've talked about the National Pension Reserve Fund, which is our savings right now that is going to be put in to the banks if this deal goes ahead, and it's urgent that we walk away from that. If we use that pension reserve fund, Sinn Féin's proposed $7 billion transferring over the next 3.5 years, $2 billion this year, and that would be put into infrastructure on the ground, schools, hospitals. Right now, we're renting premises in Letterkenny for primary health care rather than building our own premises. Ridiculous. We're renting prefabs rather than building our own classrooms in this county, and also in terms of businesses, the jobs retention scheme. For every person who goes on the dole, it costs the state €20,000. Would it not make far more sense to put in a subsidy based on a costed basis with a business that has succeeded and can succeed again? Give them €100 a week per employee. That's €5,200 a year. It's about quarter what it costs them to go on the dole. Finally, 200,000 SMEs, small and medium enterprises in this state. What about asking every one of them, helping them on the ground to create a job? That deals with your unemployment crisis. So there's practical solutions if we can separate this huge millstone of the banking debt off the backs of the people.
Jimmy Hart, you're appearing before the people effectively saying my party could well be in government. I have got policies that's going to solve the problems that Betty and Porrick are talking about. What can you say to the people?
Well, firstly, as an employer myself, as someone who set up my own business at 24, you know, I know what's happening in the small business field, and that is the vital sector in our economy. There's 900,000 people employed in SMEs, and 250,000 of those are in the retail sector, and they are suffering big time. I'm talking to business people every day. The problem they have is credit. People just aren't getting credit either through the banks or wherever to spend the extra cash, and in the meantime, their cost of the VHI has gone up, their universal social charge has gone up, so the disposable income has gone down. Unless we improve that, the Labour Party, our plans for a strategic investment bank which will release credit to firms and small businesses to get credit flow. And that is the biggest problem, no doubt about it. I know footfall has dropped in Letterkenny, in Balvafay, Cairn Donegal, any town throughout the country.
But in terms of job creation, in terms of, well, I mean, what you're saying may well help save a number of existing businesses, but in terms of stimulating more, in terms of growing new business, new jobs.
They also have a 500 million jobs fund which will target small businesses. And furthermore, I was at the Labour launch yesterday of abolishing upward only rent reviews, which is crippling a lot of businesses, where for some crazy reason, and it was based on probably the Fianna Fáil philosophy of upward only rent reviews, which suited landlords, and a lot of these landlords are institutional landlords, big companies who are screwing retailers. And I was in Dublin yesterday in the Grafton Street shop, where the guy, a shoe shop, was paying $400,000 a year for his rent only. You know, that's higher than any country nearly in the world. So this thing has to be started. We have to take a break on this. We have to get people spending money, retailers then spend money, and everyone, the circles, it goes round in circles. Until we get credit flowing, until we get businesses back up and running, and the small businesses are what kept this country going, the small farmers.
I want to go to you, Desi Shields. It is feasible that if you're elected as an independent, a prospective Taoiseach, a prospective government will come knocking on your door and say, give us your support. In terms of job creation, what do you say back to them? What priorities do you demand if you are to lend your support to a forthcoming government? What's your plan?
Well, I'll tell you, Donal, what my plan. My plan is to listen to ordinary people out there and to do the things that ordinary people want. Ordinary people and business out there want an end to the very high fuel prices which are there. They want an end to the high rates which are in place, commercial rates, which aren't being reviewed. There doesn't seem to have any move during this recession to make changes to how bureaucracy and administration have basically strangled businesses. Now,
Jimmy says that he was at the Labour Party launch yesterday of that to put an end to upward-only rent reviews. That was actually put into law a year and a half ago, and I'm a lawyer, so we need to get away from this sound-biting. It was brought into law, for good or for bad, by the existing government parties a year and a half ago. Now, that is an issue and it needs to be dealt with, but what we actually need to start doing is stop looking for sound bites in this election. I was out on Tuesday morning at the Regional Technical College meeting students first thing in the morning, and students out there, their main issue is grants and not being strangled, not put into desperate situations where they don't know whether they can continue at college. Their grants need to be looked after, because when those students get employed and get work, they will pump money back into this economy like no other sector. These are young people who are going to be here for the next 40 years. And where I was yesterday morning, as I was up at the social welfare office, and all I was met with was scenes of pure desolation. The people coming up there cannot find work and they have no hope. Now, anybody who's running as an independent is running primarily as someone who wants to be a voice for the people, and in particular wants to be a voice for Donegal. I'm not going to be interested in any party policies being put out of Dublin. It's going to be what's good for Donegal and what I can put into Donegal, whether it be up in Inishowen, down in Fannad, or in Letterkenny.
Okay, well, can I go to you, Joe McHugh, and say the point that Desi Shields makes there is a very good one. If you're elected by the people of Donegal North East, you will go into Dáil Éireann first and foremost as a Fine Gael TD with a Fine Gael whip, and secondly as a representative of Donegal. In terms of job creation, what can you say to the people?
Well, firstly, I think the electorate of Donegal throughout this constituency know that the policies that I've been pursuing in opposition have actually been translated into party manifesto, be it the economic border forum that will be launched if we're successful in getting in there. The key one that I drove was in relation to the marine. And if we look at the broad range of opinion coming from the small business sector, the one thing that gets in the craw of small business is red tape. Regulation, over-regulation. One example, during the big snow at Christmas in the town here in Letterkenny, the only customer a businessman had the whole day was somebody from the Health and Safety Office. This is the type of thing that we need to sort out. And we need to look at the exploitation of our marine coast. We need to look at the marine sector, where you've got communications, Department of Communications, Natural Resources, you've got the Department of Fisheries and Agriculture, Department of Environment and Local Government, all trying to do the same thing. So we have a strategy to streamline the department into one single department. At the moment, with 512 outstanding licences for people in the oyster business, people in the people down in Marine Harvest that are doing a great job, and the workers in Fannad that are looking to get into the Chinese and into the Asian market. But the reason why they're not going in there is because they can't get licenses to produce enough fish. We need to be serious about protecting the existing jobs that we have, and to focus on protecting or promoting future business on a small scale. Get rid of the red tape, get rid of the regulation, bring down costs, and start making it easier for people to enter a business, and for government to stop giving reasons why businesses shouldn't survive. And it should be about government facilitating people to go into business and into the creative industries. And we have to bring a wee bit of hope out there as well, because there are people making serious sacrifices at the moment. Be it the teacher who I met in a school in the last couple of days. He was on the internet selling his car to put his son through college. People are making sacrifices, and we need to back them people, because they have a hope and belief that, and he has a hope and belief that his son is going to make it. He was selling his car to put his child
through college. I do need to move on, and what I want to move on to is the issue of health, and a number of people obviously raising questions about health. And I'm going to go to you first on this, Betty Holmes. Mm-hmm. You're very specific and very clear on this. You're an independent candidate with one prime issue, and that issue is health.
The health of people of Donegal. Donal, I have serious concerns, and the health of Donegal will people of Donegal will decide how we recover and how we are, because it doesn't matter if you're the student, if you're the farmer, the businessman, the housewife, the school child, how you are first thing in the morning, and the availability of services will depend on how productive you can be within your life and reaching your full potential. And I have serious concerns that the investment is not being made into Letterkenny Hospital. We're sitting here with budget deficits, the good times, the money didn't come. As I said, we had three senators, we had four TDs and a Tánaiste. The difficulties in getting meeting. We're sitting now, the budget, the hospital is practically operating with no money, and I don't hear anybody really raising any of the health issues. We heard last November about the budget concerns around the hospice. My God almighty, we've lost the plot of ourselves. We've talked about the cancer service and we had the great cancer strategy. We had to fight for a breast surgeon and we got the breast surgeon, delighted. We had to fight for a satellite unit as part of the Centres of Excellence. One of the difficulties we're going to encounter, I'm delighted that we have breast check. We fought very hard. We got the second unit on its own. To retain the breast check or the breast surgeon at Letterkenny Hospital, we're going to need 100 cancers a year. Definitely nothing better than best practice for cancer patients. But when we take all the women that have been screened by breast check down to Galway, we will not have 100 breast cancers at Letterkenny Hospital. Where's our breast surgeon going to go? I am absolutely convinced that the plan is that to keep it to the 8 centres, they give us the breast surgeon, the satellite unit. They have not provided the match funding that was acknowledged by Minister Harney and Tom Keane that was necessary to match the developments or the satellite unit. The money hasn't come. The budget deficit, we have a second urologist coming, or appointed by under the COT funding, the Interreg funding, an investment of 2.3 million coming into Letterkenny Hospital. The post was supposed to be advertised last August. I'm sorry, Donal. Mm-hmm. The recruitment embargo, Letterkenny Hospital was asked to lose a consultant.
Is this a government issue or a HSE issue?
Well, I think it's both, because realistically, who pulls the strings? And the thing is, the equipment has started to be bought, the staff have started to have training. Irish Times last Thursday, when I was actually in hospital in Dublin, page 6, 40% of the men who've been sent to the rapid access clinics have been diagnosed with cancer. Half the men who attend Galway, and buses leave every Monday for our men, and Letterkenny Hospital has been stripped of its service, and it suits the plans of the National Cancer Strategy to take away the service from Donegal. They took away, they give it to us, they took the service away from Sligo, and I'm telling you, we are going to be downgraded to our community hospital within 3 to 5 years. Our hospice, serious concerns, mental health, look at mental health, 1 in 4 people serious mental health issues. We have young people coming up now, and we're talking about unemployment, yeah. Death.
I'm going to have to cut across you there. I want to go to Jimmy Hart. Jimmy, you're on the HSE consultative forum. It's an issue you've taken an interest in. I mean, there's a debate that says this is all down to the HSE. The government will tell you it's a HSE issue. The HSE will tell you it's a government issue. One passes the book to the other. Yeah. Is the HSE irrevocably broken?
Well, the health system is in serious disarray. As someone who's been on the HSE forum for about a year and a half, I've seen how they operate, which is needs a massive revamp. But, you know, I'm a health candidate as well. I have an interest in health. I have 3-4 kids. I have a wife. My interest in health is as strong as Betty's. Betty's done good work. Health is as high a priority as me as anything else. And I will be fighting for Letterkenny Hospital. I was fighting for everyone who needs cancer service or any service. In relation to mental health, I've been involved in the mental health area for going back many years. When the mental health were setting up a unit in Donegal, I was a member of that. My degree's in psychology. I have an interest in it, and I work with the Simon community who are proactive in providing housing for people who are marginalised. Mental health, physical health, there's a whole range there that I have an interest in. As a Labour TD, I'll be fighting tooth and nail for Letterkenny Hospital, for every other patient in Donegal, and for people and preventative health, which we have to get onto. Finally, the Labour Party's universal health system, which they've been talking about for 10 years, is a massive step forward. It means that everyone has equal access to health. I meet people every day. One woman said she's waiting on an orthopaedic consultant to call her 18 months' time. She's about 78 years of age. She says, what's the point of me waiting 18 months? You know, these are simple things that can be changed. These are issues that government must be dealing with. HSE are, yep, in my opinion, are basically an administration of a government policy, but it's government policy that decides health. And the next government will have a different policy.
It is utterly feasible that the next government will be a coalition of the Labour Party and Fine Gael, if not a Fine Gael single party government, as is being suggested in some quarters. Can I put this point to Joe McHugh? Much is being made, Joe McHugh, of Fine Gael's universal health policy. James Riley says it's a one-tier system. It takes away the privatisation. Other suggestions are coming out that it's based on a Dutch system which costs each family an average of €5,000. I mean, is the Fine Gael universal system universal compulsory private insurance, or is it an improvement on what we have?
Well, obviously the improvement of what we have is a challenge for all of us, and our system is very much a system, okay, based on the Dutch model, but we've had a wide consultation with many people in the field, including the consultants down at the hospital here. The big issue, to bring it down to a nutshell, Letterkenny General Hospital had 122,000 people going through their A&E unit last year alone. That's 122,000 people. That is a massive number of people that were treated by the staff at the hospital under tough conditions of their own, less staff and restricted space down there, still waiting on the A&E medical assessment unit to open. What we need to do is to introduce a system that hospitals are rewarded for the work that they do. And under the universal system, we have the money following the patient model, whereby with the oncology services being downgraded at Sligo, we're now, and Betty will be aware of this, facilitating people from County Leitrim, but we're not getting any extra money. At this stage of the year, Letterkenny General Hospital don't even know their budget.
At the very least, can you guarantee Betty Holmes that what's in Letterkenny stays in Letterkenny?
Well, as an advocate and a campaigning person, and Betty's been doing this for years in her own group, and I commend her for that, and equally North West Cooperating for Cancer Care Group, I think that the campaigning efforts have to be acknowledged, and they have to be given the commitment by government that services that are here already are retained. And we also have to ensure that we do not go down to the centralised model where people are going to have to be getting on buses. We have the services. We've introduced services at Letterkenny General Hospital.
Now, at this point, I do have to cut across. Yeah. We do have to take a very quick break.